what a lot of people didn't experience is the wind impact. A lot of people on Oahu think a hurricane can't hit Oahu because it's in the past it's always hit Kauai. But this was a good lesson that shows that we were very fortunate, because if circumstances were a little different, say there wasn't a lot of wind shear, then Lane would have continued north and could have had a tremendous impact on Oahu. We did go to Texas after Hurricane Harvey. We were at Rockport, where Harvey made landfall. We were with the FEMA Building Science Branch. And we did see several blocks. And on those blocks, there would be most of the houses would be damaged or destroyed. And then there would be a few that were totally no damage at all. And it was like there'd be some in between then. And the key difference was the building code that they were built under. The houses that did well, that performed well, had a continuous load path connection that tied the roof to the wall to the foundation, and they had a good protection around the envelope of the house. For example, window protection. So those were the characteristics for the houses that performed well and survived, and that's what we're trying to get people to do with their houses in Hawaii.
When I drove around after the hurricane was supposed to hit Oahu, I saw very few homes that were boarded up with plywood. You said that there's like a dozen ways to be able to protect your windows.
Sure. Plywood is the least expensive and most readily available material. And we did see a lot of people buying plywood before the event, but it's not as simple as it looks, especially if you don't haven't planned for it beforehand or implement it properly, install it properly. So in the handbook, we really cover how to prepare the plywood panels. They need to be pre-cut, pre-labeled, pre-measured, pre-drilled. It may take an hour or an hour and a half to prepare each panel, but once they're prepared, they take 5 minutes to put up on
each
window. Now,
you did mention that there are these special storm panel screws, and I did go to a couple of stores looking for them and didn't find them anywhere.
Okay. Yes. Well, it's hard to find them in the midst of or right after a hurricane or a watch or warning, but they are in some hardware stores. But if you can't find storm panel screws to install the plywood, we also suggest duplex nails. And you put them up on the top left and right corner of your window, and then you attach to the panel, which is already prepared and
pre-drilled,
and it's essentially hung, and then you just put one screw in, and that's your partial installation. And if the system veers away, it's very easy to take down. If the system looks like it's coming in, you put in the rest of the fasteners. The whole idea is you don't want to be carrying this material when there's tropical storm winds in the area. And besides plywood, the homeowner's handbook covers 11 other ways to protect your windows, because plywood's the cheapest. There's also impact-resistant glass, which is very nice and always in place, but it's expensive. And then there's that's the most expensive, the impact-resistant glass. And in between, there are 10 other options. The homeowner really needs to just study what are the best options. They could call contractors, get free quotes, free options, and evaluate the options and find out the best way to protect their window.
You have brought in some hurricane fabric. And
yes.
How would you install that?
Okay. The fabric is for large or unusually shaped windows. There's clips on the top and bottom of the fabric. The fabric is usually kept in a bag. It's very lightweight. It's actually one person could install it. if you're using fabric, and they clip the top of the fabric above the window. There's some you need something to attach above the window and below. Once the attachments are in place, they're always in place, and then when the need comes, you take the fabric out of the bag and install it.
Yeah. Okay, and the whole idea is that you plan ahead, and so that these things can be installed very quickly.
Yes, yes. Over the last 10 years, we protected our house with plywood, but actually recently we installed impact-resistant glass. So that is always in place, and it's passed like missile tests. It's gone through. This is what is required in Miami-Dade County in Florida. The bottom line is nothing penetrates the envelope of your house. No wind or rain or debris, because you don't want internal pressurization. Internal pressurization will cause your house to blow up like a balloon, and it'll more likely for the roof to come off. So that's why you want, to have that complete seal. You don't want to open windows on one side, which is a myth. You don't want to use masking tape because the debris will just go right through the masking tape.
Like when you're trying to tape, let's say, under your doors and your windows, that won't work.
Yeah. Usually the people tape the window themselves. But the other thing, too, is remember the two things that were key. We saw this in Texas, in Rockport for Hurricane Harvey. And they saw the same thing on Kauai after Iniki, because both times FEMA Building Science Branch sent scientists out to study building performance. And again, the two key things they said were protect the envelope, no breach of the windows, doors, and have a continuous load path. The continuous load path, again, ties the roof to the wall, to the foundation. Probably the weakest part for most houses is, if they don't have a load path, is that roof-to-wall connection. And that's what the hurricane clip is for. And so in the book that we have, there's several different types of hurricane clips to make that roof-to-wall connection, and almost every single-wall house in the state can be retrofitted with a hurricane clip, and it's not that hard to do.
But again, the whole deal is you seal your house.
Yes, you seal the house, so No wind gets in. There's going to be uplift pressure on your roof. It's going to be uplift pressure from the outside, and hopefully your hurricane clips and load path will keep that roof on. But if there's a breach of the envelope, then there's uplift pressure from the outside and from the inside also. And you don't want to double the uplift pressure on the roof. The hurricane clip and the window protection are working in conjunction, and they reinforce each other. Your clips are holding your roof on, and your windows protection on your windows is protecting your envelope, so there's no internal pressurization.
So it's not going to be like if you live on the South Shore, just board up the windows, where the wind could come in on one side. It's like you got to seal everything up.
Yes, yes. And that's a myth because when there's a hurricane, the wind could come from any direction. If the eye passes over you, it'll change directions. The winds are circulating counterclockwise. If the eye went over you first, the winds would be coming from the east. Then there would be a period of quiet as the eye went over. Then they'd be coming from the west. So people need to protect the entire envelope.
Right. Yeah. You got to be prepared for whatever which way the wind is blowing.
Yeah. One of the key myths, I think, is people think that this may be too hard to do. Think of it like people always improve their kitchen or their bathroom. If you spend one-tenth of that cost to put in hurricane clips, your house will be a lot stronger. And we always tell people, make it strong first, then pretty.
Okay. You also have a table I want to address briefly. It's a dose of reality that if you live in an old house, it really kind of rates, what's good, what's better, and what's best, and what's marginal and unsafe.
It would be unsafe for, like, a strong tropical storm, okay? So, I mean, they're perfectly safe outside of those conditions. The point is every house could be strengthened. So a single wall house, if you look at that table, and by the way, this table is online. It's they would just Google the University of Hawaii Sea Grant College program, and then on the front page, there's a page for the homeowner's handbook to prepare for natural hazards. When they go to that page, they could download the book. They could download the shelter-in-place table.
So your hope is that people are going to go out and download this thing and take some action.
It's very important for people to prepare because, first of all, we're still in the hurricane season. Secondly, we're in an El Nino watch, which means there's a 70% chance that an El Nino will develop. If it does, it'll probably carry over to hurricane season 2019. The last time we had an El Nino, there were 16 tropical cyclones in the Pacific. That was a record. That was in 2015. And the only reason they missed us, as the National Weather Service person mentioned, is it was luck. It wasn't any scientific reason they missed us.
Just pure darn luck. And we might run out of luck.
Yeah. It was an El Nino year in 1982 when Hurricane Eva hit, and an El Nino year in 1992 when Iniki hit. 2019 may be an El Nino year. And with, you know, the warming waters, with climate change, you know, these systems may be becoming more frequent. So people really need to do these simple measures just to make their house stronger.
That was Dennis Wong, Sea Grant College specialist, who's on a mission to get Hawaii to invest in protecting your home, your largest investment.